Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. Andrea is off in, I think she's taking, I don't know if she's taking a staycation. I don't know, we should ask her if she wants to check in, but I didn't check in during my vacation because I, you know, then you start thinking about work and you're supposed to, you know, recharge and disengage and stuff like that. So, Andrea is on vacation. I think she's back tomorrow, maybe not Friday. We'll figure it out as we go. But Don Kleppen is in doing the news. We have Ben, who is in for Michael Heidemann. And joining me in studio right now, we have the executive director for Willow House, Aaron Lydon, joins us, and Randall Pulfer, who is a program participant. Aaron, you can come closer to that microphone. I know it's been a bit since we've had you in studio. What, you didn't want to come on the air? Was this Randall?
Oh, no,
I was going to say, you're so surprised. You're like, what? I have to talk now? First, let me just touch base with you. How have you been? It's been a while since we've had a chance to catch up.
For sure. Yeah, it's totally been a while. No, it's been good. I've landed in an amazing spot here at Willow House. Yeah, life's been good, as you know. You know Emmett, and he's doing great. He's a freshman. So
right, because we met when you were working with the Epilepsy Foundation.
That's right.
And then you worked also with Immerman's Angels. You were very passionate about working with organizations that help those who need it the most, and I love that about you.
For sure. Well, thank you. Yeah, and it's also, it's the mission, ultimately, that drives me. And so, Willow House is an incredible mission. So,
tell us a little bit about Willow House and the work that they do.
Sure. Well, thanks again for having us.
Of course.
And you'll hear from Randall here shortly. But Willow House is super an amazing organization. And so I think this is an organization that everyone should probably know about. And I'm not just saying that being the executive director, but it's an organization that you may not need today, tomorrow, but it may be somebody that you come across that will need this information. So put this one in your back pocket. So imagine yourself a young father of a 3-year-old daughter that just lost his wife to breast cancer, or a young mom who just buried her 8-year-old or her husband after 8 years of marriage. And so, you know, what happens after the funerals, the services, the visitations, the casseroles, what happens to this family? You know, the pain doesn't go away right away. It doesn't, it's a process. These people are grieving. And so Willow House provides services for these families to really come to their grief and understand their grief and how to get through that. And so it's really for the children to understand and to learn how to express themselves, learn exactly what they're feeling and going through, but ultimately to know that they're not alone. And so Randall was a family member of ours many years ago, so he understands more than anyone.
And Randall, this is it's a hard question to ask, because there's a reason why you're a program participant. And in the worst way possible, and an organization that obviously you want to come and share with people because it has helped you. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how you became a program participant at Willow House?
Yeah, so about 11 years ago, my father passed away. I was 12, and I had two younger siblings at the time, and we were on vacation in Hawaii, and in a tragic boat accident, my father was killed. And so, you know, you're taking this moment that was so full of joy, and immediately in the snap of a finger turns into one of the darkest moments of my life. And so, as Aaron had mentioned, right away, obviously, there's family, friends, community that come to your side, and you feel this sense of inclusion. But after a certain point, it gets quiet. And it's that moment when you get to truly reflect on how are we going to move forward. It doesn't go away right away. And you know, your friends try and understand what you're feeling. They try and contribute. But ultimately, there's a very small group of us that know exactly what it's like to go through something like that. And that's where Willow House really steps in and comes up huge, that you can go to a group with children much like yourself that have been through that varying degrees, people who have just had it happen, people who have been coming for 3 years. And it's amazing how close the people are in that group together and how they can get people through just about anything.
Well, and they don't have to, maybe I'm wrong about this, but is there a sense of they don't have to feel like the odd person out? Like everyone's like, oh, you know, did you hear what happened? You know, everyone has a shared experience in their own way.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, it's, like I said, it's something that's so unique, and mm-hmm. people can try and act like they know what happened or how you feel, but ultimately, unless you've gone through it, you really don't have any idea. And so being able to openly express the feelings that you have, things that you might not be necessarily comfortable talking about to some of your own peers from school or around home, but just really being able to go to a different place that you feel, you know, a sense of community that everyone knows what you're discussing, and, you know, the safety that you feel too to kind of just learn from people who have been through it, and you develop these role models and just try and be like them one day. And that's where, for me, I mean, having the opportunity to now live and work full time in Chicago, I knew that I had to find a way to give back to this organization that had once given so much to me. So as soon as I was back here full time, I got involved and had been volunteering as a small group facilitator. And more recently, we've been trying to develop a young professionals board to try and get more people involved and take these families who have been through something so tragic and that share this common ground and take that and turning that darkness into something extremely positive.
Well, that support is incredibly important and is necessary because someone will say, I'm fine, depending on their age, or they'll get very quiet and maybe not share how they're dealing with it, how they're coping. And it's easy for people around them who aren't there all the time to just kind of go, oh, they're over it. You know,
for sure. or move on.
As though there's a time limit, because one of the things that whenever you lose somebody in your family, and depending on how close you are to them, you know, you try to tell people, will say it gets easier. I've always thought it just gets different. It's varying degrees of how it feels, because you go through, you know, whether you have so many firsts. Afterwards, you have, whether it's a first birthday without somebody or a first holiday or all those different things. And for many young people, that's going to be for the rest of, they'll think of that person. And so to have the support, and nothing will ever replace it, but to acknowledge it, to honor their grief, is important as well.
Yeah. And that void, like you said, never really goes away. It just does get different. And I mean, for me personally, I was never much of a talker. So a lot of my friends had always assumed like, oh, you know, he's just being himself, being quiet. But
right.
I mean, things were different. It's just like the way my mom put it would be the Christmas lights during Christmas are just less bright. It's just that moment that nothing's ever the same. Although it looks the same, it just doesn't feel the same. And to have people that, when you say things like that, know exactly what you're going through and can offer that level of support is invaluable.
And Aaron, the organization, which, by the way, we're talking to Aaron and Randall from Willow House. You can go to willowhouse.org for information. You also help parents be advocates for their children as they're dealing with grief. How do you help them through that process?
For sure. So we empower them to understand that, number one, they're being a good enough parent. That's what we call it. And just knowing
yes.
that you're doing good. So for, you know, we get a lot of questions. You know, my son's now been acting up. He's not doing his homework. And we always say, you know, you had rules in place before this happened. You just need to apply those rules and not, they need that structure.
Of course.
And so, but being an advocate for your student, especially in the school system, they need to know that your child is grieving. And so we actually have a school program that where our social workers go into the school, they teach the educators, the staff, exactly how to support these students. And so we actually have a webinar coming up on September 21st where school advocates or social workers could call in and be a part of that webinar, know exactly what we're doing and how we could support their students. We have an 8-week program. If there's four or more students in that school that are currently grieving, we'll go to the school. We'll have insight on-site programming that we could get the kids together, and they could know that they're not alone in the school grieving. There's other kids that are grieving, and to really learn how to express themselves. A lot of the younger kids, you know, they don't even understand the grief, what it means, or the death alone, what that means, and then to add the grief on top of it and these feelings that they're having. So how do they express that? And so we do have expressive arts program where we work with the children and we do different activities to really, you know, honor their loved one and to understand you know, what they're going through, and ultimately be able to express and share their story openly and not be afraid to do that, and not be judged for doing that. This is a safe place. It's a great community, as Randall was saying, and you're not being judged for talking, and you don't feel like you're burdening somebody with the story. So it's a great place to open up and be yourself.
That's incredible. We're talking to our friends Aaron Lydon and Randall Pulfer from Willow House. Go to willowhouse.org for more information. We're going to take a break here and find out about their 10th annual Willow House Walk to Remember and the 5K Run for Hope, which is going to be this Sunday at Independence Grove in Libertyville. So we want to make sure you have information on how to register for that when we come back on 720 WGN. It's the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. Andrea is off tonight, as is Michael Heidemann. Everyone's abandoning me. Is it me? Is it just I come back from vacation, everyone's like, oh, let's just get away. That's fine. I can go away too, like this. I'm just going to take a break. Someday I'm going to record the off-air conversations because I just love learning about people. Randall, can I tell people that you went to, where you went to school?
University of Wisconsin-Madison. Go Badgers.
It's such a great campus. And I just realized, I'm reading your bio now too. I just realized I read it before, but you grew up in Highland Park.
Yes, ma'am.
So you went to a great high school. Just jealous of the education that you've gotten. It's very yeah. cool. And what did you study at the University of Wisconsin?
Industrial engineering.
Oh, all right then. Fancy. Fancy. That's incredible. Are you, did you get a job out of school?
Yes,
or
ma'am.
Are you
working at Medline up in Northfield.
All right. So there you go. Young guy with a good job. Are you single?
I am currently.
All right. I just, you know, I can't, Aaron, can you imagine when we were younger, like the way young people have to wade through dating and figure all of that out? It seems easier and harder at the same time.
For
like
sure.
Swiping and I don't know, all that stuff. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk
don't
about.
Don't ask me.
Yeah. We're here to talk about this incredible organization, Willow House, and they are a nonprofit. They are celebrating 20 years. Who started Willow House? How did this come into?
This amazing woman, Stephanie Norris,
mm-hmm.
started it in her house. I think actually in her son's bedroom, who's now currently working with us, so it's kind of comical. But she had a life or a career working in hospice and felt that there was a need for this. And so it's that aftercare. So who's caring for the children? So yeah, this is, she's, her legacy is just amazing as far as running this organization. Over 20 years, she's sustained it. She's been the executive director, the program director, kind of the wearing so many hats there. So we're a small organization still. I was brought on to kind of grow the organization. But yeah, 20 years going strong, and this marks our 10th anniversary with the Walk Run, and we're building that as well. We have a great following. And so just, yeah, it's been incredible. And it's definitely big shoes to fill from, you know, stepping into Stephanie's role. She's retired, but still is on our board. And so yeah, it's an incredible organization.
Isn't it something that just takes your breath away when you realize that somebody sees a need? Like, I'll see a need and I'll be like, I hope someone takes care of that. And Stephanie stepped up and saw something that was missing from a community. Now, does Willow House serve people from all over the area?
We're essentially the only independent organization that serves children and grieving families throughout Illinois.
Really?
Yeah.
That's incredible. Would you say, are there kids that come back? I'm guessing some people go, okay, I've gotten what I need from Willow House. I need to, you know, go on with my life. That's kind of the purpose, too, is to find a way forward. But you must have so much alum that come back and people that want to, as you are, Randall, giving back to this organization as well.
Yeah, there's a handful of volunteers that have all been former family members or studying, you know, psychology or things like that.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't know. It's amazing to me, as we were talking about, Stephanie, that a organization as quote-unquote small as Willow House can have such a large impact. I mean, you hear about all these, you know, charities and stuff that are out there, and they have these massive fundings and massive followings, and they're doing all these cool things, but let alone Willow House is able to do almost as much as that with a minimal amount of what they have as resources. So it's really amazing that it has been able to been grown from scratch like that. And Stephanie is an absolute saint. She's amazing.
And Stephanie, is Stephanie somebody who came up with the run? Do you happen to know? Is she a runner?
She may be, but it's something she's probably kept from me. But it's came about 10 years ago. I think just families felt like there was a need and it was an opportunity to get everyone together.
It's festive, too.
Yeah.
It's a way to sort of do something
sure.
that's active.
Yeah, and it's unique. There's a mile run that's lined with memory markers.
I could do that.
Oh, yeah. So I could do that, too. I'll be right beside you. But, and then there's a 5K run for Hope. And so anyone's invited to that. It's just a great opportunity to memorialize anyone. You know, you don't have to be a part of Willow House, but come on out and, you know, meet other families that are kind of going through the same thing. And so it's probably the one race that I could know of that you just come out and remember. You walk around and you bring family members together and just talk and share stories about your loved one. So, yeah, it's a great venue. It's Independence Park in Libertyville, a beautiful location. There's a lake that you walk around. So,
and it's something that I struggled with when I was a kid was the fear of death. Right, I mean that's the thing, is that people don't want to talk about it, and that's what makes it so hard to help someone, you know, grieve and to be there for them, because it makes us so uncomfortable. But there are so many people who sit back and realize, I'm not coping with this. I'm not where I need to be for myself and for the people in my family. So this is just a wonderful way for people who like don't know where to turn, is to go to Willow House. You can go to willowhouse.org to find out more information. Again, the run is this weekend, August 26th, that's Sunday, at Independence Grove in Libertyville, and registration is open until Saturday. So you still of time.
And you can register on day of as
day
well.
Day of. There you go. So online registration until Saturday, and then the day of you can show up. Just, I mean, maybe you're, I don't know. I don't know if it's for me. And then, you know, hopefully, as Aaron said, put this information in your pocket. If it's not this Sunday, if it's not next week, if it's not, there will become a moment in your life that you will know somebody, if it's not you, somebody who is in need of support like they provide at Willow House.
For sure.
Really, it is hard for people to talk about losing somebody, or even, you know, they don't want to. It's going to, you know, we're all going to face that. And if you have someone to face it with, that makes it so much easier to handle.
For sure.
I think. You know,
absolutely.
I know that when my father passed away, and I look, we all come to those moments in different parts of our lives, but there were people who kind of got annoyed having to hear about my dad. And when you lose somebody, though, you know what I struggled with was I couldn't understand why everybody didn't hurt as much as I did. And it's a weird, like, it's weird to say that out loud. Like, you kind of feel like, why are you, you think, why are you happy? Don't you understand how painful this is right now? And that's, even having a place to say that is important for people, right? It's because, as you mentioned, with being a parent, they have to say that they're doing a good job, right? And that's not easy for anybody to say, I'm doing a good job.
No, and it's different too from that point on, in just terms of how to relate. People try and be careful around you, or they do ostracize you in a way, and that inherently makes you feel weird and annoyed and different, and all you want to do is be treated normal. That's the only thing, is you want everything to go back to how it was. And although it'll never truly be back to how it was, that's kind of what Willow House provides, is a, you know, a safe space where it does for a short period of time feel, you know, somewhat close to how it was before.
And we need more people to participate too. How can people volunteer? If someone wants to volunteer, they know that this is something that they're drawn to, and as Stephanie clearly was, there are people out there who just maybe don't know where to go to help. What can they do?
For sure. I mean, this organization has been run by volunteers for many, many years, and we still have a boatload of amazing volunteers. I mean, we have people come in, you know, day after day to really just help in an office or whatnot. So there's definitely opportunities out there. There's opportunities for corporations to get involved, you know, and we could get them involved with the children and have, you know, customize their volunteer experience. But, we're really looking for community partners to really kind of rally about this. Like you said, you know, in our culture, we're death avoidant. We don't talk about it. And so to kind of be prepared, or to understand what to say to someone.
Yes.
You know, we give those tips on our website and things like that. And really,
well, can you give me one? Do you have a tip for me?
Well, really, it's, you really don't have to say anything. It's really just do
listening,
something.
Right.
And listen. Exactly. Listen.
Yeah.
And that's the most important.
It is a strange, when somebody says, when someone told me that your father's in a better place now, I was like, but I think this was a pretty good place with me. I think that he liked being with me too.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of my favorite things, and because I'm a comedian, I get to sort of turn things around, but I had to leave town. I had to go away because I just couldn't, after like 8 weeks of not being able to cope, I went to a yoga retreat, and this woman was doing my chakras. And she,
I don't even know what that is.
It's like aligning your energy or something. And my father was a cab driver for 50 years in Chicago. And I just was, I was struggling. And so she's giving me this massage. And I had told her about my dad. And she goes, you know, your father will always be with you. He's your spiritual guide. And Randall, I just started laughing because all I could think was, great, now I have a dead cab driver giving me directions. I was like, but like, it's one of those moments where it was an interesting release for me, because all the things that people say they mean well, right? They don't know that it's landing hard. So it's really, like you said, listening. What can you do to help somebody? Maybe it's getting them gift cards for restaurants so they can order in and they don't want to go out, or, you know, maybe taking care of some things around the house for them because they're just struggling to just hold it together day to day.
For sure. Yeah. And if you say you're going to do something, do it.
Yes.
I know. As hard as it gets. Everyone, like you said, has good intentions.
I'll get back to your emails better next time, I promise. More in a moment on 720 WGN.
Sports, business, politics, culture, weather, the stuff that matters on 720 WGN Radio. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-977-0827 now. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-977-0827. That's 800-977-0827. Again, 800-977-0827.
Do you think your home may have a structural foundation problem? For a free inspection and diagnosis, call PermaSeal at 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Your best for being better, PermaSeal.
Nestled between the towering Norway pines and perched atop the sandstone bluffs of Mirror Lake next to Mirror Lake State Park in Wisconsin sits a supper club like no other. Ishnala Supper Club, voted the number one supper club in Wisconsin by Travel Wisconsin and the best destination restaurant in Madison by Madison Magazine. It's guaranteed to amaze you, from the sheer beauty of their majestic grounds and the quaint and timeless decor to the superb quality of their delicious entrees. You will absolutely love the breathtaking views of Mirror Lake as you sip on an old-fashioned and feast on one of their amazing entrees. Filet and cold water lobster tails, naturally aged prime rib, butterfly prawns, or a 24-ounce ribeye steak. You simply have to experience Ishnala Supper Club yourself to believe it. They're open May through October and located just minutes away from I-90 and 94 West in Lake Delton, Wisconsin. Visit Ishnala Supper Club tonight. It is truly the best supper club in Wisconsin. Before we go off to the news, I want to make sure, Aaron, you were telling me off the air that there's different groups that people might want to know about, including those who've lost someone to suicide.
For sure. So we have our SOS program, which is survivors of suicide. So families can come in that have been, that is going through that. So teenagers, children can come in, they could talk about their experience. The parents could talk to other parents that lost a child or a loved one or a spouse. And so that's one group. We also have a loss program for parents that lost a child. Mm-hmm. And so, again, the siblings can talk to other siblings that lost a sibling. Yeah.
And you also are working to recruit some folks, some young people, to participate as well.
Yeah, so one of our goals, our new initiatives in Willow House, is to be more involved than we currently are. I mean, Aaron mentioned we're doing the 5K. We have a couple other fundraising things throughout the year, but there's really only a few concrete events that we do every year, and so we want to increase that and take this community of, you know, close-knit people and truly make an impact in the community around us. And so that's kind of the ultimate goal of that. So you can send an email to whypboard, B-O-A-R-D, at gmail.com if you'd like to apply, if you feel like you're, I know it says young professionals board, but if you feel like you can contribute really in any way and you want to, definitely
feel free
to shoot us an email. Yeah, everyone's young in their own way, so... Yes. Also, quick shout out to my mother. Love you, Ma.
Oh, what's your mom's name?
Colette.
Hey, Colette. Got a great kid here.
For sure.
You did a great job. Thank you guys so much, and I look forward to having you back. Go to willowhouse.org to find out how you can volunteer, donate, sign up, and register for the run this weekend on August 26th at the Independence Grove in Libertyville. Thank you so much. Let's take a picture before you go.
Thank you very much for having us. Really, really appreciate it.
Anytime.